You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
The first pro-choice rally to occur in the province of Prince Edward Island in over 20 years took place last November. An estimated 150 people turned out to demonstrate against the lack of abortion services in the province. A comparable number of islanders came out to counter-demonstrate. PEI is the only province in Canada without any legal access to abortion. Bronwyn Rod is a spokesperson for the new grassroots group, the PEI Reproductive Rights Organization, or PRRO, PRO. She joins us by phone from Charlottetown. Good morning, Bronwyn.
Good morning to you.
Under the current medical system in PEI, if a woman decides she needs an abortion, how would she be able to access it?
Well, there are two routes. One would be to get a referral from a doctor here in PEI. That referral then goes to sort of a rubber stamp procedure, which doesn't take long, we're told. But then that gets sent over to a hospital in Halifax, the QE2. And so she then goes there. And the province does fund, PEI that is, does fund the procedure. It does not fund the travel costs. The other option, which bypasses the doctor referral altogether, and a lot of island women do choose this because either they don't want to talk about it with their family doctor, or they're not even sure that their doctor would provide them with a referral, or they're not even sure that they aren't aware that the province does fund these abortions off island. They will go to the Morgenthaler Clinic in Fredericton, which is a private clinic, and the government does not fund those abortions, and those cost out of pocket, I'm told, around $800.
So basically, if a woman in PEI wants to get an abortion, while the province may pay for it, in the end she's going to have to travel and pay out of her own pocket in some way.
Yeah, at the very least, she's going to have to pay travel expenses to get to Halifax. And then there's the surrounding loss around, you know, scheduling time off work and so forth. So,
and how much would that cost in the end, usually, for a woman?
To go to Halifax? It depends where they're going from PEI. It would at least be round trip. It would at least be around $150, and that's if you take the shuttle to drive by yourself. It's more than that, maybe $200, $250.
And who's most impacted by this lack of abortion services in PEI?
As always, it's the most vulnerable among us who are the most affected. So that would be low income women, single mothers, youth as well. You know, teenage girls who get pregnant and possibly need to keep it very, very private. Travel is complicated for them. Also, there are lots of women with various conditions and disabilities that complicate travel in one way or another. So it really does place undue burden on all women, but particularly on the most vulnerable of us. And it's simply not a situation of ready and equal access to the service.
And how has access to abortion changed over the years in PEI? Has it sort of always been this way, or?
No, well, it's gone up and down with the way that the federal law has changed. So, up until 1982, there were abortions. Well, in 1969, abortion was decriminalized in Canada, but there were still a lot of restrictions around it. So you had to get approved by this therapeutic abortion committee, which could always say no. Those were hospital entities. They didn't really answer to any governing body at all. And then in 1980, so those were sort of offered here and there in PEI up until 1982, when the hospitals here simply decided not to do abortions anymore, not to offer them. And then in 1988, of course, was when the Supreme Court of Canada ruled that these restrictive laws around abortions were unconstitutional. At that point, access became available to other Canadian women, but not to PEI islanders. What happened was the PEI legislature passed a resolution to protect the fetus And essentially what that meant was that hospitals here just did not provide the service. It was sort of an ambiguity that was built into the legislation, the federal legislation, because while the restrictions around abortion were deemed unconstitutional, there was no law implemented guaranteeing abortion for women, so specifically guaranteeing abortion for women. So what that meant was it got delegated to the provinces, and the provinces essentially could sort of wiggle around and say, well, we are providing access, it's simply access out of province. So that has been the case since 1988 here, that women seeking abortions here go off-island. They go to Halifax or they go to Fredericton.
And so now you're lobbying for more access, and or what exactly are you calling for as part of your group?
We want abortion to be provided on the island. We have debated among ourselves whether that's sort of too big of an ask, quote unquote. But no, that's what we want. We want abortions to be provided here on the island. There are sort of other areas that need attention as well, and one of them was simply making information around reproductive choices more available, because there was sort of, as I mentioned before, there is a sort of culture of silence here, and a lot of women don't necessarily know or didn't necessarily know that the province funded abortions at all, even though it was out of province. So we have urged the government to make that information more accessible on their website and so forth, more accessible on the Health PEI website. We've also sent out information packages to every island doctor so that they can no longer claim ignorance about these policies. And so that already has been a very positive step forward for us in simply making reproductive information more accessible. But ultimately, our goal is to force the government to provide an infrastructure for providing abortions here on the island.
And how's the government responding to your requests or your demands?
They seem to be sort of responsive. We got a meeting with the health minister, Doug Curry. Unfortunately, he followed up that meeting with a similar meeting with the pro-life people, which, of course, they have no legal foundation for what they're asking for, but we seem to be getting somewhere. And then in his end-of-year interview, the premier here, Robert Giz, said that so long as he remains premier, there will be no abortions on PEI, that the status quo will remain. That was very disappointing for us, but we don't think he has the jurisdiction to say that. There is no legal barrier in place here. And so we think in order to put that sort of intervene and place in a legitimate legal barrier in the way of access to abortion here, he would be acting illegally in doing that. And if things do progress that way, we would be looking at launching a lawsuit.
So is that in the works then, a charter challenge or a lawsuit?
Yeah, if things continue to not move, we're looking into that option. We have the BC Civil Liberties Association on our side. We're collecting facts for them through various freedom of information requests. They're going to put together a legal brief for us, sort of outlining what our strategy would be and whether we have a good case. They already sort of, as it stands now, they believe that we do. Clayton Ruby, who is, I'm told, one of the leading constitutional lawyers in Canada, he has gone on record saying that he thinks we would win. If we cannot get them to move any other way, we want to exhaust all other options, but if we can't get them to move on this issue any other way, we would be looking at a lawsuit, yeah.
And how's the medical community in PEI sort of organizing around this?
There's a lot, like I said, there is a culture of silence. We've been trying to reach out to doctors. It is, as anyone knows, difficult to get in contact with doctors. They're very, very busy here. But one doctor gone on, well, he anonymously spoke to the media here, saying that he would be in favor of providing the service here, but that he would be afraid of retribution by the pro-life people here, the pro-life organizations here, because they are a very active organization, and PEI is very, very small, and confidentiality is a challenge. But I think there is more support, and if we could get sort of a group together, rather than sort of asking doctors individually if they would sort of step forward, if we can gather a group together that would step up, I think that would possibly change, sway some positions among the medical community anyway. But we have sort of tracked down at least one doctor off island who's willing to come in and provide the service. So things are sort of just getting ironed out with that. But yeah, I don't think there isn't, you know, a dearth of willing doctors. It's just sort of organizing and getting the infrastructure in place and support network in place around them.
Right. We just have a minute and a half or so left, but we didn't talk sort of about the anti-abortion movement in PEI, really.
Yeah.
Can you just maybe briefly say how they're organized and what drives them?
They're very organized. They're very well funded. We think they get national and possibly even international funding. They refer to the island as the life sanctuary in North America, i.e. it's the only place where there is no access, legal access to abortion. And it seems to be a real, we're very high on the priority list for the national pro-life movement, because we're sort of there in to, you know, regressing laws in general. So they are, yeah, they're very well funded, very well organized. They had a full page ad in the local newspaper here a couple weeks ago. They've announced that they're going to go on a year-long truth campaign, truth in scare quotes, of course, spreading the usual myths around abortion. So, yeah, I mean, we're up against a lot, but the good news is that they don't have any legal foundation for what they're saying. So, you know, we see them as more of a nuisance than anything else.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with me this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Bronwyn Rodd in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. She's a spokesman for the PEI Reproductive Rights Organization. You can see their website at prro.tk.